Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if I'm on live. I don't know if I'm on live. But that was Lori Moore busting out the national anthem here in San Diego, California. This is your boy, Coach Lee, in the place to be. Yes, I know it's not Monday, but I did travel down from Las Vegas to definitely get out here and feel this Dallas Diamond San Diego surge air. The crowd is coming in. I know people want to know some details and everything. So I will definitely give you the best details that I am not sure why I keep dropping calls here. I mean, we're in the valley here. I mean, we're not on the beach. We're East Las Vegas, East San Diego here. Sorry about that. If I keep cutting on BJ, just continue to call me back and I'll pick up where I left off. As I said, we're about to kick off and the Dallas Diamonds are kicking off from left to right. Number 81, Carmen Cruz from the 30-yard line. He hits the right sideline. She turns it up. And we got a flag on the play. Return of about 15 yards on the return. Carmen Cruz. There is a flag on the play. Flag on the play. And again, this is your boy, Coach Lee, in the place to be. I know you used to hear me on Four Quarters of Coach Lee on Monday night, but I am here in San Diego, East San Diego, on a beautiful 80. Me again. I don't know why it's cutting off, but we're in this valley, and I think the phone reception is terrible here if it keeps cutting off. But here we go. First down and 10, San Diego Surge hand the ball off to 24, Casey Brick, for a gain of no yards. There is a penalty on the play. We got an offside on the defense. Look like the Surge will take that penalty, making it first down and 5 from the 41-yard line. Again, again, we just kicked off. Dallas Diamonds kicked the ball off to the San Diego Surge. 14:46 to go here in the first quarter. Again, we have first down. First on the 41. My man Food is in the house, y'all. Food is in the house and brought me some sweet corn soda. Sweet corn soda from my man Food. Trips left. Melissa back throwing deep. And we got great coverage by number 30. I am so sorry, folks, but again, I'm sitting in the booth. Maybe I should sit outside because we got bad reception in here. Second down, handing the ball off. Dive play to Tootsie Brick. You know what? I'm going to go outside a little bit and see if that will work, folks. But we do have a little wind outside. We do have a little wind outside. So I'm going to come outside and see if this works. The crowd is coming in. Latecomers have California latecomers. We got third down in about six. It's the trips right. Drops back with a pass. Goes deep. And he's there. Oh! And it was a nice pass by Melissa Gagel for about 30 yards. She tried it one-handed, but it didn't quite make it, making it fourth down and six. You guys know that the Surge do not punt the ball. Once again, they do not punt the ball. So right now, it is fourth down and six from... Sorry about that, folks. I cannot walk into the press box. I just can't do it. The phone will definitely disconnect. All right, we just missed out on the first play of the Diamonds. Number five, I think that's Brittany. Took the carry and lost 4 yards on a speed option to the right. The Diamonds are in a tight trip right. I mean, very tight trip right. Looks like it's going to be sweep right, trips right, sweep right. It gets up the field. Oh, and she is smashed.
Number 46. Maria Rodriguez.
Loss of 5 more yards.
4 yards.
Making it third down and 19 here for the Dallas Diamonds. As I was looking at film, I really was curious to find out how the surge larger linebackers were going to go up against the speedy slot receivers. But right now, Dallas has more of a power-looking. There, we got trips right. There we go. We got pass. Ball's in the air. The number 81, and it's caught. And that is a first down for about 25 yards. There is a penalty on the... Oh, my God. Kill me.
Sorry, folks, we're trying to get Coach Lee back on the air. We're still in the first quarter of the San Diego Surge and the Dallas Diamonds. We're trying to get Coach Lee back on the air. I'm also trying to get another person to call in as well. So he'll catch us up on all the details as soon as we get a hold of him. And sorry if you're listening to the background.
I don't know what the issue is, but number 47 for the surge in the backfield.
Lost 2 more yards.
And again, that was a not so good offensive series for the Dallas Diamonds. Being in this valley of mountains here, really getting bad reception. Again, I'm using my phone from Las Vegas, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but man, it's terrible reception here. So we got Dallas Diamonds back to punt. The ball is kicked straight up in the air for about a 6-yard punt. So the surge will be starting on the Dallas Diamonds 39-yard line. Again, they got the win at the
Okay, we lost Coach Lee again. I'm going to see if I can get through the call because his phone doesn't work very well in San Diego. Let me see if I can find Foo's number. I'm going to put his Foo's favorite music on again. Sorry about that, folks. As soon as Coach Lee comes back on the air, I'm going to have him, if I can't get a hold of Foo, to go buy Foo and get his phone. So that way we'll have double coverage there.
Hey, BJ.
Yeah, you got Foo's phone, I see.
Yes, I'm on Foo's. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Are you on yours too?
Yeah, I'm hanging up on mine. There we go. Signal been
okay.
Lost.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go. All right. To give you guys an update real quick, the Surge threw a 33-yard touchdown, but it was called back for holding. It was a 33-yard touchdown, so it's been back. It's second down and 12. We got fake sweep right. We got... Javit was wide open down on the 4-yard line, and the ball hit her right in the chest. Hopefully, we don't have any more drop calls. No more drop calls. Speaking of drop calls, we just had a drop ball. That is unlikely from the Surge to be that wide open. Yeah. So here we go. We got 8:40 to go in the first quarter. Third down and 12. Ball on the 25-yard line. I think she had the sun in her eyes as I look to the west because here the field is east-west. We got number 10, the quarterback, is running the ball and ran the quarterback sweep. So now that I got my logistics together, the football field is facing east-west, and that is not a good sign for the offense going, receivers looking back at the ball. All right, making it fourth, loss of 2 yards on the play, making it fourth down. Fourth down to 14. All right, here we go. Melissa's in the we got trips right. We like a cover one. Looks like a cover one. Actually, like cover zero right now. We got a slant wide open in the middle.
Down the middle.
Wide open. And we got the touchdown. The Diamonds gambled and went with a cover zero left the field open. No three safety on the play. Number eight winds up getting the ball. Casey Clark on a, what was that, a 27-yard touchdown by Casey Clark. Make the score 6-0 at the moment. All righty, and let the scoring begin. Got a decent snap. Kick it up, straight, and good.
And it's good. Serve with 8-12.
Again, folks, at halftime, if you want to talk, we will have some open conversation. You can shout out to your player, your friends, whomever. You can talk about what you heard on the show.
That
if you have any questions, you can actually, you know what, now since I'm on Foo's phone, if you guys want to, you guys can text. You can text me. You can text me at 702-764-8878. If you got any questions or concerns, please feel free to give me a text. I am not in front of the computer, so I don't know who's all on the Ning board, and I definitely don't know who's on the controlling board here for the Blog Talk Radio. But again, the score is 7-0, 8:20 to go in the first quarter.
Number five.
The Spurs are lined up. Spurs are lined up to kick the ball. Again, the sun is directly into the wide receiver's face. Here we go. We got number 24 turning it up on the left side. And she is brought down by number 52 of the surge. Gain of about 15 yards on the kickoff return.
Come on, defense, one more time. Yards on the return for.
Okay. The announcer said 9 yards. I said 15 yards. But you know what? It is what it is. So, again, for those who want to talk at halftime, you can always dial in 347-826-7872. All right, we got Dallas back on offense here. Again, everyone's running the twin receivers with Ace back. We look like a cover one. So back out in the swing. Number 21 puts the move on and runs down the third sideline. Gain of about 7 yards on the play. It's nothing but a swing pass. All receivers go. Wide receivers swing right. And believe it or not, folks, the crowd is still coming in. It's pretty nice crowd here. Second down and four. Handoff to number 21. Draw for a gain of 2 yards. Michelle Starks, the middle linebacker for the surge, grabbed her by one arm and just sat down like an anchor and brought her down. Making it. Third down and three. Ball is on the Diamonds' 46-yard line. Speed option. Quarterback gets it outside, turns it up for a gain of about 10. Bushman for a gain of 10, taking it into the Diamonds' territory. Making it first down and 10 from the 44-yard line. And those who want to text me, you can text me at 702-764-8878 if you got any questions or concerns, any shout-outs or whatever. That's what I'm here to do.
So we got 6:42 to go in the first quarter. Again, we're still in the Twins, ace. Bushman drops back the pass. He throws. Wide receiver is open. And we got another first down, a gain of about 12. Gain of 12. The receiver that caught the ball was number 83.
And champion.
See, if I'm smart, I'm going to let the announcer who got all the stuff make the names. I'll just give you the numbers, and they'll make the names, and you can hear it. So that'll make it first down and 10, balls on the 33-yard line. First down and 10, balls on the 33-yard line. The surge is bringing the blitz. Bushman gets outside. He throws the ball deep. And it's out, and it's knocked down by number 22.
Lori Moore.
Lori Moore taking it in. What's up, Bird? I'm good. I'm just trying to do the show and do this and do this at the same time. Yes, I'll talk to you at some other again. All right, I guess I've been recognized, you know, me, Coach Lee, superstar that I is. I'm just joking. But anyway, here we go. We got second down and 10. Second down and 10. Yes, definitely a shout out to Food. From 469, throw a shout out to Food for giving me his phone. He must have a plan. See, I got that pay by that monthly pay. But anyway, on that last play, we had Ace again, Ace Wright. Slot receiver ran a 10-yard out, and the ball was overthrown by Bushman. If I got it right, I know both of them are Brittany. Number 5 is Brittany, and number 8 is Brittany. I recall these players playing on the Mustangs at one point in time. All right, here we go. We got the ball, see, right up the middle. First down again to number 24. Diamond's first down and 10 from the 14-yard line. First down and 10 from the 14-yard line. Nice seam pattern by the slot receiver. Again, I figured out on film, I was wondering how these linebackers are going to match up with the smaller slots. All right, we got quarterback pitching the ball to the outside, 21. So she breaks a tackle or two and is brought down by number 22, Moore again. Lori Moore. Gain of 2, making it second down and 8 from the 12-yard line. You know what it is? See, Foo got this old flip phone. Flip phones never let you down. So I think I'm going to have to go back to a flip phone action. Verizon, that is. I got to throw a plug out to Verizon. All right, here we go. We got second down and 8 from the 12-yard line. Surge taking like they were blitzing. Quarterback drops back. Got a post corner. Oh, and it was just a tad bit short. Third down and 8. Great pass pattern, but the ball was just a tad bit short. Just a tad bit short. And folks are texting me up on my own phone.
Let's go, D!
And that was Coach Brown throwing a shout out to my man, Food. Anyway, third down and 8. The ball is thrown, and another slant pass across the middle, which should have been a touchdown, but it was dropped by number 5. Number 5 on the slot, on the slant, that is. My bad. All right, here we go. It's fourth down.
Big play. No matter what team you're cheering for, you might
want
to stand up and make some noise.
All right, here we go. Fourth down and 8. Ball's on the play pass, and it is a touchdown to big number 81. She got to be at least 6 feet tall. That reminds me of what we call skyscraper. A nice 12-yard pass. 12-yard pass to number 81. Again, I don't have her number. I'm sorry, Dallas, but you know what? You guys should be jumping and doing backflips out there in Dallas. Matter of fact, I just got a text. Woo-hoo! Ride them cowgirls. All right. Here we go. We're lining up for the extra point. And it's kicked. And it's good. With 4:26 to go in the first quarter, Both teams have had the ball twice. The score is 7-7. So, again, folks, we are having a great time here in San Diego. The crowd is still coming. Again, that's California beach weather type of crowd. You know what I'm saying? I know. I used to live here. Right now, it's tit for tat right now. And I'm liking what both teams are doing. Both teams are really exploring the air. Haven't been too successful running the ball, neither team. We'll see what goes on. Again, I'll be talking and recapping the show on Monday night on my show, Four Quarters with Coach Lee, every Monday night at 7 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m. Central time, and 10 p.m. East Coast time. Hey, it is what it is, and we're about to get this going. And the whistle has been blown. We are ready to kick this bad boy off. All righty. And the Diamonds are running up, and the ball is kicked. It's nice and high. Gets to about the 26-yard line, number 10.
Ollie Peterson
gets the ball and gets outside of the wedge. Yeah, there you go. He said game of seven. He got it on the nose that time. Got it on the nose. So now we got the Surge for the third time having the ball. It'll be first down and 10 from the 38-yard line. Yes, I'm taking a picture with my man, Food. Again, Food is loving pictures with me and talking. Oh, you miss me?
No, I forgot to
swim out. Oh, so you probably got the pimple on my forehead then. All right, I got more texts coming in. Again, for those who want to text, can go ahead and text me at 702-764-8878. All right, we got a cover zero once again. By the Diamonds, we got Sweet Brick trying to hit the outside. She cuts back. Nice move, dips in, dips up. And a gain of about 3.5. Making it second down and 7. I see Dallas is really going to stack the box this game. They're going to really stack the box and get it in. But with a cover zero, man, with the way these teams pass the ball, that's seen all night long. Let's see if they come back with that. I'm not sure if the Surge got anybody up in the booth. But I'm reading cover zero. Okay, now they switch to a cover two. Look, a shell, cover two shell. We got a double tight action here by the Surge. We run slant back side. Casey Clark for a gain of actually 9 yards for the first down. Again. They mixing it up. They tighten it down. Went to a cover two, and they ran a slant. The linebacker's got to get out there and cover that and help out with the corners, or the corners need to come up and play tight up inside bump and run. All right, here we go. We in trips. Cover zero once again. The inside slot is covered by the free safety here. Let's see if we can exploit that. The Diamonds, look what they're coming with this. We got pass. Seam again. Ball is up in the air. It looked like we got a holding. It looked like we're going to have a holding on the defensive back. They played bump and run, but it looked like it's going to be a holding. All right. All right. We got holding. Again. With the invent of throwing the ball and the spread option offense, and I would like to say I'm one of the women football innovators of that 4 years ago. I pat myself on the back. I'm not in the playoffs, so I can do whatever I want to do. It's my show. Anyway, we got trips left. Again, there's no safety over top. Safety's on the backside. Again, seam is wide open. Uh-oh, safety's coming back up, coming back to the middle. We got a run, trap. Casey Brick hits the sideline, and he's gone for a touchdown. 45 yards. Hey, I let the crowd say what they say. You hear it. 45 yards trap, counter trap.
69 tight end of these keepers. This big block on the outside. 45 yards. Third, right
back. I am getting checked that the Chicago Force are up on the Boston Militia, 21-7. I don't know what quarter it's in, but 21-7, fourth over Boston. Again, that was a great play, a great setup. Caught the safety running out of there. They hit the blitz real quick on a counter trap to the right. Extra point is up, and it is good. Hey, just to let you know, the other score is 21-7, Chicago Force over the, 21-7 Force over Boston Militia, yeah. All right, I'm
on the other side of the continent.
All
right. Chicago Force on top, 21-7 over Boston.
Second quarter.
That's the second quarter of play.
All right. You see how I work along with everybody? I just work with any and everybody. I don't care. I'm promoting women's football, folks. That's how we do it. Speaking of promoting women's football, for you guys that don't know, we have started up our What's Up Girls Tackle Football League. You should see commercials on YouTube already, on Facebook. Hey, we need everybody to share that. We're gonna take over the nation with the What's Up Football, and everybody's going to be a part of it. So, have your team getting ready for 2013. What's up? What's up? What's up? All right, now we're out for the kickoff. The ball is kind of a swift kick, and it bounces between both receivers. Number 24 picks it up at the 10-yard line. He turns it up, and he is brought down at the 22-yard line. Number 12 gets down the field and makes that awesome special teams tackle. Again, I think Coach Ring prides himself as being the special teams coach. And now I have an update. We have 2:22 left to go here in the first quarter. 14-7. Surge over the Diamonds. Motion by hikes the ball, like it's a fake play, pitch, where the quarterback keeps the ball, he can kick out of bounds, and saves himself. A loss of 4 yards, like it was a big mix-up there. That's not how you start off the series after another team has scored on you by not executing that first down play.
Second down at 16.
So we got second down at 16. Second down and 16. Again, we're still in ace cover, and then we got the surge in the cover one look. Man to man. All right, here we go. We got it out and up. The ball is thrown. Oh, that's it. DB got away with being able to throw her arm out there. Got away with throwing that arm out there and holding up the receiver. The ball was just over her fingertips, but we do have a penalty on the play. It's from the white hat. We got a personal foul. Roughing the passer against the surge. Wow. You had them at third down and 16, and then you give up a personal foul on the quarterback, making it a first down. Got a personal foul, making the first down. It's 28-14 now, Force over Militia. Still in second quarter. All right, here we go. With that personal foul, it'll make it first down and 10 from the 32-yard line. Diamonds are, again, in a wide twins look with the eight back. Again, the surge is covering it one, cover one. On top. High snap. Ball gets back. Quarterback puts the ball down. Drops as he throws the ball. And it is intercepted by number 47. Martin on the interception. Brought down right there at the 45-yard line. Surge is taking over. It's getting wild and raggedy up in here, boy.
Third down on the field.
And again, this is a decent high school field. Fan-wise, we're looking at about 600 right now. What would we say is the amount of people that are here by just giving a good look? Oh, he pumped it up to 800. I'm at 600. I get the official numbers for you guys, but we do have a wonderful, very good crowd. Very full stands here from left to right. All right, here we go. Surge take over. They're in the eighth with the one back in the backfield. Diamond's in the cover two look. Definitely a cover two. Safeties are bagging off. Here we go. Both safeties are slating. Quarterback is being rushed. He throws the ball, and it's overthrown. I know that Melissa do not like running the ball, but, man, on that particular play, she should have ran the ball. She had about 18 yards of open daylight on that particular play, but chose to throw the ball, and she overthrew her receiver. All right, here we go with 1:44 to go in the first quarter, making it second down and 10. Ball's on the... Ball's on the 45-yard line. Again, the thirds are going with the wind. The wind at their back, so they are definitely taking advantage of throwing the ball deep. Right now, we got sweep left. Sweep left. She's getting to the outside. Casey Brick. It slammed down by number 33 of the Dallas Diamonds. Making it third down and seven. Third down and seven. She didn't quite get out of bounds. Didn't quite get out of bounds. All right. 1:07 to go here in the first quarter in county. Third down and seven. Shotgun formation. Roll out to the right. Roll out to the right. Nice time. Peterson for about 31 yards on that play, making it first down and 10 on the 24-yard line with 35 seconds to go before the quarter ends. I want to see if the Surge are going to try to pick it up, pick up the pace. Pick up the pace, try to get another ball in the end zone with the wind blowing. There's 23, 22, 21 and counting. They run up to the line of scrimmage. Quick snap. Pitch to the left. Missed tackle by number 47. Another missed tackle by number 33. Knocked out of bounds by number 2. A gain of 4 yards. Brick getting out of bounds with 8 seconds. All righty, we're going to see if they're going to run another play. They are in the huddle, and the clock will run. So at the end of the first quarter, officially, it's going to be the San Diego Surge 14, the Dallas Diamonds 7. Again, I figured that this was going to be a high-scoring game. I knew it was going to be a high-scoring
game. We have Chicago on top, 28-14 over the militia.
All righty. So, again, they're playing tit-for-tat. It's like a championship fight. We're going to see who's going to capitalize on the first turnover. And actually, I say it's the second turnover because the Surge on the first series went for it on fourth and forever and didn't get it, but then wind up bagging the Dallas Diamonds up 30-something yards on that first drive, and then they got a 6-yard punt. So I think the Surge netted 20 yards on that play, I mean on that drive, on that series. All right, now we got the Surge. We'll be going into the wind that's coming from the west. the sun is going down in the west, so it is definitely going to be a situation where the quarterback is looking down the field into the sun, but it shouldn't affect the quarterback. I mean, the receivers now, they're looking back at the ball. So we will see how it's going. All right, we got 15 minutes on the clock. 15 minutes on the clock. And we are in the second quarter, and we are in a tight ace back. We got a trap that looked like Dentry, number 21. Dentry is back. I know she hasn't played all year, but she is back. I know that Zachy is out. Zachy is not suited up. Not sure. I didn't get a chance to talk to any of the coaches prior to the game. I know I don't like to be talked to regarding what's going on. I don't care if you're media or not. I just like to get focused. So I give the respect to the coaches and don't harass them about what's going on or game plan. I'll just figure it out as an announcer. All right, here we go. We got we're coming out with the same formation with the ace formation. Shotgun, third down and five, fake dive. Oh, 11's wide open. He gets the ball, puts the move. And touchdown! San Diego third. 18-yard touchdown to Javid. Javid is definitely Melissa's top dog receiver here. Again, I'm familiar with these players due to the fact that I've seen them grow in this game of football from when they started their early days. Back in the day, I've seen Melissa since 2006, so I know the style of quarterback that she is and things that goes on. And it's looking like right now we're about to go to extra point, and extra point is up, and it is good. So with 14:08 in the second quarter, 21-7. What I love about the thirds right now is they're definitely taking advantage of Dallas. And I figured that at this point Dallas would be using their speed. But it's not happening that way. The thirds is actually outspeeding Dallas, especially in the positions that I was talking about. Remember I was talking about earlier, I didn't know how the third bigger linebacker is going to match up with the smaller, quicker receivers. But on the other side of the fence, it's the same thing. Dallas have big linebackers as well. I haven't done much film study. I just come here and just talk what I know. So here we go. We're about to kick off. Ball is kicked. Swivel stick. It comes up short. Number 5 picks it up. Cuts back. Oh, Fatter White is brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. A gain of about 4 yards. I see Mr. Aubrey Duncan coming in. Again, you know, folks from L.A. Always on L.A. time. I just leave it at that. You'll hear him come up to me. He's probably... Yeah, this her right here. That's Anika right there. And Anika right here. Yeah. Blair. There we go. How you doing? All right, you got it. All right, we got some old players from back in the day. We got sweep by the quarterback. She wants to throw the ball. She gets the ball down the field. Again, thrown to number 81. Gain of about 2 yards. Again, my girl Blair from the old... New Mexico Burn, and then the New Mexico Menace has made it here from Albuquerque to check out this game. Again, there's a lot of people up here now. All right, here we go. We got second down and 8. Ball is snapped. Shotgun kind of messed up. Going deep. Coming back for the ball. Hey, what's going on? Everything's good? You got the late crew, Los Angeles Amazon, coming here late as usual. Yeah. I know, we out in the boonies, ain't we? This ain't San Diego. This is like, yeah, this is East County, We might well be in El Centro. Alrighty. Incomplete pass on the ball. I told you I was going to be interrupted by Mr. Duncan. Coach Duncan. It's 13:20 to go. 21-7. 21-7. Shotgun. Man, I'm doing the show. Pass broken up.
Running back?
I don't think he's playing this year. All right, here we go. It's fourth down. Fourth down and eight. Now the Dallas Diamonds are deciding to go for it. They're on the 32-yard line. Man, I thought I was a boat gambler. I live in Las Vegas and I gamble, but I don't think I would gamble on my 32-yard line. Here we go. Ball thrown up. A nice fade. Number 24. Oh! Right over the shoulder. Would have been about a 30-yard completion, but now the San Diego Surge takes over on down. Hey, I thought I was the only one from Las Vegas that liked to gamble. You punt the ball on that one. You got the win at your back. Oh, the coach is coming out of me now. I got coaches up here and things are going, huh? Where? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's a riverboat gambler right there. Yeah, all right. See, Duncan's going to mess around to get away from Duncan. He's going to be talking smack. I'm on a radio show, Duncan. All righty. Here we go. We got Ace. We got motion by number 11. Fake sweep. Pitch back to number 25, Casey Brick. That looks like it's going to be a loss of about 9 yards. Brought down by number 2. We're going to call it Otto. That's all I see on the back of the shirt. So a loss of actually 10 yards on the play. I thought maybe on that play you just had a big turnout. You would have went deep on them. But that's just me again, folks. That's just me. I try to tell you, that's just me. The coaching in me. All right, here we go. All right. Here we go. We got Ace. It's tight Ace, like two tight ends with both receivers off. Out wide. Last time they were in, if they ran slants. Let's see what they come up with this time. We got a cover two shell by the Dallas Diamonds. We got play action. We got an out by the Carmen Cruz. Carmen Cruz for about a 12-yard gain from the slot position. She ran a out. That's not Carmen of old. Yeah, I know. They're having issues with matching up. That's how the score got to where it's at. Yeah. Them inside slots are killing them. See, I'm up here with my coaches, so I'm going to take my coaching hat. Yeah. All right, here we go. We're back into regular Ace Twins, as you want to call it. We got a cover two shell look right now. It looked like a two zone. The seam is wide open. Swing to your left is wide open to Casey. Rick, put the move on. Gain of 15 yards. First down, thirds on the 15-yard line. First down and 10. Again, I really think that the Diamonds put themselves in a bad situation and played some Madden football there. When you got the win at your back, you're not really moving the ball as crisp as you like. I think you should punt the ball. I am definitely getting a lot of text messages. All right, here we go. Now we're in the top, a tight Ace. Boston's up 28. Boston's losing 14. 28-14. We got the inside view first by number 11. Touchdown. 15-yard reverse. Inside reverse to Devlet. I definitely didn't think that the Surge had this much speed to exploit Dallas as as they're doing at this point in time. I really think that that last possession is really killing me as a coach. It is really killing me. You got to play field position. You can't give a high-power team like the Surge a short field. They're going to eat you up. They will eat you up. With 10:29 to go in the second quarter, the game is the score is 28-7. 28-7.
For the first time in Surge history, over 1,000 people at the game tonight.
Yeah, 1,000 people at the game tonight, folks. The crowd came late, but they are here. The crowd came late, but they are here. 1,000. Not bad. Not bad. I know that the snack bar line is long. You're going to miss half the quarter sitting back there. At halftime, the Forcer is up 35-14. All right. For those who aren't listening or don't know, the Force are up at halftime 35-14 over the Militia. All right, we got a nice deep kick down the middle. 24 picks the ball up and hits right up the middle. 24 up to the 40-yard line.
Check that 24, Albert. Come on, defense! It's just in. Chicago leads at halftime, 35-14 over the Boston Militia.
Alrighty, like I said, I was just taking a little break there. So here we go. We got first down. This is a crucial, when I say crucial, crucial possession for Dallas. Either you're moving and scored, or you got to get them pushed back. Get some confidence going here. We're back in the ace formation. Get back to what you were doing best. Quarterback sweep. We got slant, big wide receiver. Oh, my. Number 81. He's like Megatron out here. But it is broken up. Javid did make a hit on 81. But we ran what we call that two bubble two or two swing swing two on that last play. Second down and 10 and 16 to go in second quarter. Swing to the running back number 21. Gets outside, gets around the corner, and she gets out of bounds. Looked like a gain of about. Actually, a gain of 6. Gain of 6 yards, making it third down and 4 with 10-10 to go in the second quarter. You got to keep doing it. Again, I think you got to go back to exploiting those big outside linebackers on both sides of the ball. Both teams have big linebackers. All right, here we go. Third down and 4. We got swing, pass. Oh, 21 again, 81. Great play. That was what, a 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-yard pass. Complete to number 81, making it first down and 12. He's like Megatron out there. I know. It's all-star. I know. All right, the coaches are up here getting excited. The Diamonds are doing what they're supposed to do in 10 minutes to go.
Before the snap, timeout taken at the second. Charge timeout to the third. They want to talk it over.
Surge calls timeout. Coaches from the sideline are really heated from the Dallas Diamonds because they felt that the ball was snapped before timeout was blown. With 10 minutes to go, the score is 28-7. Surge takes time out. The ball is on the 13. Again, another great shout out to my man Food for allowing me to use his phone here because. Oh, you don't have a charger? Uh oh. Man. So you guys are going to have to hear me on my phone if it dies. But that's all good. We'll make it happen. If we score here, then y'all going to get mad if it do die. So 81 Webb. Anybody got the
13-yard line now?
I'm gonna find out. Is that Webb? I heard if that's Webb, he used to play for the Houston team. who's number 81? What's her last name? No, for yeah.
Webb.
Yes, it is Webb. I'm confirming it is Webb. And she used to play for the Houston team in the WNBA. So, again, that's why they're throwing the ball up. We got Sweet to the left. Great block. Oh, my goodness. Nice crack back by 24. It was some great hitting. You heard the crowd. Nice speed option to the left. Speed option left. We went 8 yards, making second and two on the 5-yard line. Hey, my girl used to play for the WNBA team, number 81. Webb, that caught the ball for the Diamonds. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's some athletes out here, folks. Here we go. We got a pass. Throwing the ball up to number 81 again. But there it is again. Touchdown, 81. She is killing them, folks. They got to keep it coming. 6-footer, and then go up and go get it. Yeah, but she's being covered by one of the best DBs out there, though. Moody is nice. You know what I'm saying? She's an ex-Amazon. I did, right? You taught her that. You taught her that. All right. This is Blog Talk. I'm with BJ right now. So right now, with 9:38 to go, the kick is blocked. The kick is blocked, making the score 28-13 with 9:38 to go in the game, folks. We do have a timeout.
No good.
We do have a timeout for injury.
Official timeout.
Yeah, number 81. Yeah. Definitely that. All right. So, again, we got a timeout on the field. We got a player down. I'm not quite sure. I don't have the number. I don't know if that was a kicker or if that was a lineman or what. It don't look good. But at this point in time, I'll give you more information as I get it. Again, I definitely want to throw our plug out again to the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas. Yeah, I'm promoting it because I'm from Las Vegas. But in 2013, it's going to be What's Up, Girls Tackle Football League of Dallas. It's going to be What's Up, Girls Tackle Football League of San Diego, L.A., Charlotte, you name it, Houston. We're going to put it on it. But, again, we need each and every one of you guys that are listening to promote it and push it. This is the 40th year of Title IX. For those who don't know what Title IX is all about, it made federal money has to be equally spread out amongst boys and girls sports. I'm sitting right there. Oh, okay. And those things, you know, federal money, you know what I'm saying? So we got to get it done, got to make it happen. Pushing it in the 40th anniversary of Title IX. Again, I still don't have a number on the player who's down. It looks like number...
Come around the block and they help her to her feet.
Look like number 83 or 63. Okay, yeah, like an ankle there. They're carting, well, they picked her up and taking her on off to the sideline. So, again, folks, we are in the game. We are in the game. Well, that one fourth down and seven early in the second quarter be the demise of the Dallas Diamonds, or will they come back and do what they've done in prior years and just dominate in the second half? I've been around women's football since 2006, and I recall the Diamonds being a destiny team with destiny athletes. And when you got somebody like Webb, I would just throw it up all day, every day. Got me? All day, every day. There is no answer for that. All right, we're going to resume play. We're resuming play right now. Diamonds are getting ready to kick. The ball is up and out. It is bouncing. Oh, it went in between the players down to the 10-yard line. We got number 10 returning it back.
By Holly Pierce.
Oh, she is surrounded by many Diamonds.
3 yards on the return. They'll take over.
Only 3 yards on the return. 3 yards on the return. That was a great kick. Again, like I told you, the wind is at the Diamonds' back. The wind is at the Diamonds' back. All right, here we go. Sirs will have the long field. Must go 87 yards. 87 yards for a touchdown. All right, get themselves in scoring position. Again, this is a great game. Over 1,000 people are here at the gates. And I was about to say more people are coming, but it's like it's finally slowed down. All right, here we go. The Diamonds are coming out in a trips right. They run sweep. I mean, not Diamonds, but the Surge. Oh, Rick gets outside. Rick gets up feet. Oh, she gets back. And she is gone. 87 yards. On the sweep. 87 yards on the sweep. One play. Flip right. Sweep right. 87 yards. Again, I remember when Casey was playing for the, at the time, the Los Angeles Lynx. She was playing with the Lynx. Then she played with the Pacific Warriors. Then she played for the Central Cal War Angels. And now she's playing for the Surge. She is definitely a difference maker here. Definitely a difference maker for the Surge. And the ball is snapped, is kicked, and it is good. 35-13. 35-13. I did talk to the coach, Bobby V, on the Ning board earlier in the week, and he asked me what were my thoughts. And I told him that I thought that their strongest points were their running backs, the Surge. That is, I really thought that they were better at running back this year than they have been in the past years, and it was just proven on that play. Just proven on that play. I'm getting many texts here, so I will get down. It is 9:12 to go in the second quarter. Onside kick action. Oh, and the third gets the ball. That was a little bit of medicine back there. Again, I've been around football for a long time, and I've seen Dallas go up 35-0 or whatever, and then kick an onside kick, and it just came back to bite them in the butt. Surge recovers the ball with 9:07 to go in the second quarter. All right, this could be a big play. First play again. We got Dentry. Dentry's in the backfield. Dentry. Dentry with the ball. I know she's coming off an ankle injury, but I think this is going to be her last year. She had to something because I know her ankle is bad. We didn't play them. Oh, at our game? Yeah. Yeah, she's not even going to run straight ahead. So I know she can't cut. So when we played in the playoff game, she came to the game to watch us and had a cast on. So, again, I think this is going to be her last year. She wants to play it out. So we got swing, pass all day. All day. Melissa touched the ball, and she goes under. Need a 6 yards from the quarterback. Oh, Melissa. Hey, I'm on the radio, so don't be talking about swing. Coach Duncan is looking at the physiques on these women who have been playing for the last 5 or 6 years. I said they've added a little muscle. He said more like weight, but you know what? Hey, it gets it done, gets it done, gets it done. You do what you do. All right, here we go. Again, we come back with the slot. No, we got double tight. Both receivers off on both sides. Ace. Dean in the back. Play action pass. One ball deep. Wide open. Number 83, wide open. For a gain of 10, 20, 30 yards. The third are really eating them up. Both receivers are wide open. Both receivers were wide open. She had her choice of picking who she wanted to hit on that. And again, the Surge are throwing the ball into, once again, into the wind. All right, with 6:50 to go. First down and 10 from the 19-yard line. Looks like Brick is back in the game. Oh, actually, no, number 16. They had a nice backside blitz.
Number 97 in the backfield.
Is that Moody 16?
There.
That was Moody on the carry. Yeah. Moody was in the backfield again. An ex-Amazon player again.
Second down and
16. I know. Again, the Surge have plenty of athletes. Plenty of athletes out there. Again, teams need to design and step the game up. Definitely use the Surge as a what's up, Coach Hughes? Coach Hughes said hello, Mr. Duncan. Hughes, Todd. He's listening in. Slant, backside. Oh, off the wide receiver and almost intercepted by number two on that one.
Third down.
Okay. Yeah, right. You paying for my flight to Pittsburgh? All right. Yeah, yeah. You want to go ahead and pay for it right now? You coming to Vegas? I'm leaving on Thursday. All right, here we go. Back to action. We got trips right. Most likely, watch the back out left. What I tell you, back out left. Oh, keep going to the back. Oh. She said, look at the mismatch out there with the running back in 56. Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a mismatch there. She got to stay with that. Uh-oh, I'm coaching again. Let me shut up. I'm supposed to be conversating here. I'm coaching and not supposed to be, talking about it. Okay. Yeah, mismatch was definitely running back on 56 all day swing. Run backside, slant from the trip, swing. Oh, my goodness. That's touchdown all day.
Fourth down play here.
Huh? I don't know. All right, here we go. We got Dallas Diamonds in a cover two. Look, a cover two man. Three-man front.
Timeout taken.
Oh, and this is fourth down and 15. Fourth down and 15 with 5:43. 5:43 to go in the second quarter. If they can stop them here, this could be some good news for the Diamonds. Fourth down. I will go back, trips right, backside slant, back swing. That's open. No, he got 15 yards. They're hitting hard on the slant. Yeah. I'm leaving Thursday at midnight. Well, at 11:59. I won't get there until Friday. On Delta. All right. All right, here we go. We coming up timeout. Oh, that line is ridiculous over there. You ain't gonna get nothing there. All right, up. All righty, here we go. I'm calling this. I'm going with the back swing. I'm going back swing on this one. Back swing to the left all day. They're going for the touchdown. They're going deep. A deep out. Incomplete pass again. As a coach, you got to go back with open. You got to find those mismatches. You got to have coaches up top to see this. It's not often that I'm on the side, up in the stands watching the game, especially a women's game. I'm normally on the field. But as an offensive-minded coach, defensive-minded coach, You got to stick with those mismatches. All right, so the Diamonds take over with 5:37 to go in the second quarter. Ball is on the 25-yard line. We do have a bunch of... All right, here we go. Pass. Again, San Diego is staying with their cover one man free coverage. And Dallas is trying to hit the seams because that's where the mismatches are. But I think we need to do some wheel routes. We need to do like a three-step out pump and then up the sideline, wide receiver slant. If you want to stay away from that free safety and that cover man free. Man free, she's playing hash mark to hash mark. If she's any good, she's going to jump on it. All right, here we go. Second down and 10. Again, we're coming out with the same formation, which is nothing but ace. Here we go. We got the speed option going. This is a great play. Good pitch. Good pitch to the running back. There we go. Nice play. Now, that's been working all day for Dallas. That speed option has been working all day for Dallas. They sucker them up, and they definitely get outside.
Round of applause to our cadets here down in front tonight. Thank you for showing up
and support. BJ, the score is 35-13. 35-13. 5:25 to go. First down and 10 on the third 37-yard line. Again, ace. We got motion by number 5. We got to fake it. Oh, we go under. 24 again.
Overthrown.
Got to take advantage of, I know they want to go to the other side, but my goodness, when you got a 6-foot leaper as Webb is, you got to go back to her. You got to go to the well. Here we go, second down and 10. First down. All right, here we go, second down and 10. Ball's on the 37-yard line. Again, ace. Again, you got lots of mismatches out there. There's a speed option again. Quarterback takes it at the field. Again, I think that's what they can do all day. Oh, she turns it up. And a gain of about 21-yard line for the Diamonds. Stay with that, coach. Stay with that. That is what is working for you. You can beat the edge. And again, that was some of the things that I saw. Just size-wise, you got to have speed up. This is like basketball. They want to go big, you got to go fast. Speed option is definitely working. 5:04 to go in the second quarter. First down 10 on the 41-yard line. Drops back, it's a pass. Throws it to Webb. 81 gets the short pass. Oh, my goodness, they cannot bring her down. She's still going. Gain of about 5 yards all day. Yeah, the coaches are all up here talking. Yeah, it's definitely that. So, yep. All day. That would have been like what we would have been. All right, we got 4:50 to go. 4:50 to go. Second down in about 6. Shotgun formation. Draw. To 21, right up the middle. There it is. Oh, she cuts back. 21 again. Hill. A gain of about 15. Making it first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. 4:25 to go in the second quarter. It'll be first down and 10. Here we go. Ball snap. Throws the ball on a crossing pattern at number 24. She turns it up. Nice crossing route from the backside there. Making it first down. First and goal on the 6-yard line. Moody was down for a little bit. Number 16, that was in on the tackle for the surge.
Time to make some noise. Largest crowd ever. Going to the 7.
All right, here we go. First First and goal from the 7-yard line. 3:35 to go. 3:35. Come back with Barry. I knew it was coming. Speed option. Get to the outside. Get to the outside. Oh, pitch is fumbled. But she recovers. 21 recovers. All right. I think we got to run the speed option to that right side. Got to keep it to the right, coach. Keep it to the right. You got a right-hand quarterback trying to pitch with her left. This is a crucial down.
You can bet they're going to be louder.
Hello.
Second down is 10.
Okay, I'm at a football game right now. If you just give me a message, I should call back, okay? All right, thank you.
All right, there's Webb again, lopping it up to Webb. Oh,
intercepted. Nice.
They went to the Charlotte's Webb again. This time, Moody went up with her and jumped as though she was in the WNBA and was going to slam the ball down.
Coming alive.
All right, here we go. That's not 3rd and 10. Oh, yeah, they did. They lost some yards on that play on the first down. It's 3rd and goal. 3rd and goal from the 10-yard line. You got to watch this first, son. Already 8. I'm good. Swing.
Having a hard time with the crowd going crazy. It's put down in 10. They're coming to the feet.
Here we go. 4th down. We got a timeout. Diamonds. 4th and goal. Yep. 4th and goal with 2:34 to go.
Down and all that noise. They're going to call a timeout.
I need some logos. How many? Hold on 1 second.
All right. Crowd's going to rest at halftime, but they're coming to the feet now. It's 4th down, and it's a big one. 4th and 10 from the 10.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Rex started Monday, didn't it?
Okay. All right, here we go. 4th down and 10. 4th down and go. Here we go. Throws the ball. Oh, it's overthrown. And it stops. Overthrown. They pumped the ball to Webb. And went on the wheel route to the running back. Again, it's hard looking back at the quarterback due to the fact that the sun is in your eyes. Again, this is a field that is laid down east-west and not north-south. That's why the term running north-south is always used, not east-west. And this field is east-west. You're looking into that west coast sunset, and you can't see crap. It's a low sunset, too, right now. All right, let's see what the Surge is going to do. They got 90 yards to go, 2:28 to go. They got the double tight end. When they ran double tights lately, there's been straight dive. There you go with that call. Dive. And there's Dentry.
And good running, number 21.
21.
First down. And it is first down, third.
First down, 10 yards on the carry with 2:12 to go before the two-minute warning. Again, you got to pick those tendencies up. Every time they've gone double tight, it's been the quick counter trap right up the middle.
2 minute warning.
And we are at the 2 minute warning. The score is 35-13, 35-13 Surge. Again, I want to throw a shout out.
One of the biggest sponsors on the team.
I want to throw a shout out to, again, Foo. Foo has allowed me to use his phone because for some reason my phone was not capable of holding its own here. I'm getting calls that Bushman is good with either hand. I hear you. But when the pressure's on and you pitching it with your left and you ain't stepping into that pitch, that ball came out very flimsy. And actually, she's better to the right because she can get around that corner a lot easier than she can to the left. So, again, I'm thanking those who are texting me on my phone. Again, if you want to text me, you can dial, you can text me at 702-764-8878. Again, 702-764-8878. I will gladly acknowledge that you text and what you had to say. And if you want to call in, I got to remember the phone number, BJ. Text the number to me again because I forgot it. I think it's what? Oh, shuckins. I wrote it down. Here we go. It's 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. At halftime, if you want to drop a little knowledge, please do. I'll be taking calls. All right, here we go. First down and 10. Surge and shotgun again. There it is. Double tight end. She missed the hole. She got the corner, but, man, that hole was big.
And another first down for your surge.
Another 12, 13 yards and out of bounds. The hole was big.
I remember when
the pass, she got it. Grandmama time has caught up with her. Here we go. Hurry up offense again. Surge drops back. Wide open in the middle. Go to Carmen Cruz. Oh.
Holds it away. Number 38 breaks it up.
Almost. Another big play. I think the post was open on that one. They run in cover zero. Anything across the middle was open. Deep middle was open. All right. Second down and 10. 1:46 to go.
Down and 10.
Second down and 10. 1:46 to go from the 35-yard line, and the Surge are moving. Again, another dive up the middle. Up the middle. Oh, nice move. Another 18-yard run. Running straight at it. If that young lady was healthy and running on a good ankle, that would have been touchdown. That was touchdown. I seen old school Dentry right there. But if she had her ankle, she would have been gone. All right, here we go. Surge are moving the ball. I think they look like they're going to go 90 on them. Here we go. They drop back for pass. There's a swing again. Swing. Going deep. Number 8. Oh.
Broken up. Once again by number 38.
Nice pass, but again, they should have exploited that the swing. The swing. Quarterback hit the swing. It's open. Plus, you get to get out of bounds. All right, here we go. It is second down and 10, 107 to go. The ball is on the Diamonds 43-yard line. I did get a text from someone saying that the Diamonds will be back. The Diamonds will be coming back. We will see. We got sweep right to brick. Again, nice block by Tanya. Nice game. Cassie Brick. Here we go. The clock is running with 51 seconds. Third down and 4 with 50 seconds. The ball is on the 37-yard line, making it third down and about 4, 4.5, a long 4. 40 seconds to go and ticking. Drops back. Three. The ball is lobbed up. Nice pass. Oh! Just between the hands. That was a sweet pass, sweet play. All right, we got 32 seconds to go. Fourth down and about 4.5. Let's see if we're going to play for the touchdown or are we playing for the first down and getting out of bounds. All right, here we go. Fourth down and 4.5. Oh, we got a penalty. All right.
Against the surge. Fourth down and nine. 32 seconds.
All righty. Oh, you see that? People walk by saying, I show him cute. Man, not only am I a good coach, I'm also cute. No, that was a little kid walking by. Somebody else said the kid was cute. All right, here we go. Fourth down and nine. Here we go. We got a play action pass. She drops back. Oh, and they got to stop. And she still runs. And she throws the ball. And she gets away. Get out of bounds. 20 seconds. Clock is ticking. 50. Time out. Fourth down. Yeah, I thought she was sacked on the play. And she wind up breaking tackles. She wind up breaking three or four pass tackles and then had the awareness to throw the ball. And made it a first down. First down and 10 from the 30-yard line. That will be their last time out with 15 seconds. All right, the excitement is in the air. We got 35-13. Surge moving the ball. This is all. They're trying to get a 90-yard drive here. They already got an 87-yard when the when Cassie Brick took off and went 87 yards. 15 seconds to go. All righty. It looked like they have a speedsters in the game. They got Javitt and Brick on the same side, and they got Moody in the backfield. I'm figuring that it's going to go to the offensive left side. It's coming. There we go. Snap. There's Brick. There's up the middle, up the seam. Oh, incomplete.
Two receivers in the same area.
Making a second down and 10 from the 30 with 9 seconds to go. 9 seconds to go from the 30-yard line. It looked like they ran an out and up with Brick on the left side. I think that Melissa took her eyes off of that a little bit too early and went back to the middle. Again, it's kind of hard to attack a cover two shell when you got the middle linebacker playing 20 yards off. So, here we go. This might be the last play of the half. Here we go. All right, we drop back, and here we go. It's Casey Brick again, up deep. Oh! An incomplete pass, and at least 4 seconds left before halftime. Again, 4 seconds to go, making it third down and 30. Now, this definitely will be the last play, unless there is a penalty. All right, somebody's correcting me that she had surgery on her foot. Gentry did, instead of her ankle. Okay. Same area. That's just how I put it. I, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, though. I love you. So, can I get corrected there? It was not a foot, an ankle injury. It was a foot surgery. So, we got it. All right. You got Casey Brick on the backside by herself. The Diamonds are playing mighty close with the exception of the two safeties. I would just go ahead and drop back instead of being all pressed up, press coverage. All right. Yep. They dump the ball to Moody. Moody breaks the tackle. Guess what, folks? Oh! And she's out of bounds at the 6-yard line. She broke a tackle and then went out of bounds at the 6. All righty. At halftime, surge is up 35-13. Again, 35-13 is definitely an exciting game. It's exactly what we talked about. For those who want to call in and raise your hand and want to speak on a few things, again, you can call in at area code 347-826-7278, 347-826-7278. Just hit 1, and BJ would definitely acknowledge the fact that you are wanting to speak. I do have a couple of text messages that have come in from the 469 area code. We got the Diamonds are coming back from the, again, the 469 area code. We have the Chicago Force 35, Boston Militia 21 in the third.
Just to let you guys know, the score at the other game is 35-21 at halftime.
The other one?
Yep. All righty. What else we got? I got plenty of Texas here. And that's with 3:11 to go in the third quarter. Chicago 35, Boston Militia 21. All right, like I said, it's been a great game. It has been a great game. Again, I think that one series really put the gap between the Surge and the Diamonds. And that could be that is a difference maker, actually. Because now you're looking at the score being, you're just down by one. You'll be down by one. We got Black Widows in the house, you guys. We got two?
We got Mouse and Biscuits.
Y'all hear that? Mouse and Biscuits in the house, folks. So, again, there's a lot of support here from California teams, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. All right. We're going to ask you to beat them next year? That's what we're talking about. So, again, the folks are coming up to me. Again, that 469 number, I think, is Brown, Coach Brown. Yep, 469 is Coach Brown. So Coach Brown is updating me. I guess he's watching the video feed of the other game. Again, I was a little disappointed when I rolled up, and, you know, I'm 45 minutes before the game, and there was, like, not a soul in the stands. And I was about to just bash up all the California teams that are within a two-hour drive from here and saying, why aren't you here? And why aren't the other San Diego teams here? But, again, it's a nice crowd here, and people are coming up and talking to me and wanting to let me know that, you know, they're in the house. So we had the Black Widows in the house. We've had the, who else? Albuquerque, Menace Burn in the house. We've had, what else we had? Had some Sting in the house. I seen the Sting coach here walking by with the big dreads. So, again, it's a great mixture crowd. I'm hoping that people are getting ready to go to Pittsburgh. This is where we started out in Las Vegas. We got an all-girls tackle football league using the names of all the and logos of the players.
Nice.
720 girls.
From,
yeah, so get it started in Albuquerque. Let's go. All right, we are on the low battery. We are on the low battery. So I'm going to figure out if my phone is going to be able to work.
Hey, Duncan, you got your phone, man?
Yeah.
You have a plan, right? A payment plan. Well, who's your carrier?
I need to use it for the second half.
So this is Food's phone. This is Food's phone. My phone don't work like that
out here. I get cut off.
You know how many women call me on my phone? Just my wife.
Hey, Coach Lee.
Yes.
You got an 817 area code online. Would you like me to put them through?
Yes, let's bring it on. We got 817 on the line. You talking with Coach Lee. What's up?
Hey, Coach Lee. It's Coach Hughes. How you doing, man?
What's up, Coach Hughes?
Just calling to say hi to you and Duncan. It sounds like going to be a good game here. It's up and down the field at first, but I think San Diego's tearing it up.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, it's definitely – I thought it was going to be a mismatch the other way around because San Diego has some big outside backers, and I just felt that the speed of the Diamonds would get outside, and it just ain't clicking right now. But every time they stick with that speed option – they're getting 8 to 12 yards a play with that. You got to call them in, Coach. Tell them to stick with it, baby. You got to stick with it.
Yeah, they. I'm telling you, they need to stay with that option. She runs that option really well. Of course, you know me. I like to run the ball anyway. But
I know. This is a whole different Dallas look for me.
Well, I always said the first teams that like you and then got the spread going and everything else in women's football is going to make a difference. I said now the team that needs to put a team together, you need some people to stop it. The secondary and
yeah.
just keep the ball on the ground on offense, and that's how to win the ball games in the future. But right now it's just going to be up and down the field, it sounds like, because their skill positions are getting better and everybody's catching the ball and they're learning the offense and all the
mm-hmm.
camps and everything else. So that's the way to do it. What's up with this new league I hear?
Well, it's not a new league. We're conducting in Vegas a girls tackle football league where we're using the names of the women football teams that are across the nation. And we're doing three divisions. We're doing a elementary division, which will be third through fifth grade. Middle school will be sixth through eighth, and then high school. And we're also changing it up that we're doing eights instead of trying to do 11s with that particular group. So we're
okay.
on a smaller field, and we're looking at 20 players per team. And this thing is, man, I got like 45 calls today because our commercial just went live today. And just on my ride here, I've gotten so many phone calls and text messages about I want my daughter to play. And I actually did
yeah.
a football camp today before I drove down to from Vegas, that we did a football camp this morning, and it was free, and we had a bunch of there. So this is exciting, man. It's exciting, and we want to make this the Pop Warner League of girls football across the nation.
Well, that's good. Well, sometime we'll give me a call, and we'll talk about the Dallas area.
Yes, sir. We definitely do that, and I'm hoping to get you down here for the football camp October 7th, 18th through the 21st. So I'll hit you up on the email, and I need to get you out here.
Okay, sounds good. Y'all take care.
All right, thanks, Coach U. All right, like I said, that is former head football coach of the Dallas Diamonds, Todd Hughes, again, dynasty, not in the makings, but in history, or as I put it, making her story with back-to-back-to-back championships and then another championship in between one. So, again, uses a big running power team just like you would expect out of Texas. Now we got the spread option going on and teams are learning it and now exploiting secondary. So, again, what Coach talked about is we definitely got to get out there and get better at the skill positions on the defense. You just can't be big and can hit. You got to be able to cover nowadays, because now we got receivers like Webb, who has former pro basketball experience coming in, and you just toss her the ball and she's going up like Michael Jordan and grabbing it. So, you know, things are going on. Yeah, I'm gonna try to, yes.
You have a 214 area code now that wants to talk.
All right. Put them on. 214, this is Coach Lee. What's going on?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Who are we speaking with?
Jonna.
Jonna?
Yeah.
All right. What you got to add to the mix here?
Okay, so I'm coming on halfway in between, but how's the game going, and how's the defense stacking up?
The game is going where the surge is up 35-13 at halftime. They are definitely taking advantage of the mismatches of the smaller wide receivers on the bigger linebackers, with the exception of the one toss sweep that Brick did and went 87 yards on. It's just been mismatch after mismatch on the surge offense versus the defense of the Dallas Diamonds. So they definitely got to get it together. As far as on the other end, I just think that the Diamonds got to stick with what's working, and that's the speed option, getting outside, and then I think they have more speed on offense than the Surge do on defense.
Are they running a lot of verticals?
No, believe it or not, there's not a lot of running going on. I think the first series, they tried to run up the middle and got stuffed on both teams. But the Surge have put together some things in the last drive where they were running some counter trap acts and was getting 15 to 20 yards a carry.
How's Bushman playing?
Yeah.
No, I mean, how is she playing? Is she
you're breaking up. Say it again.
Sorry, how is Bushman playing?
Bushman is doing excellent. That's the quarterback, right?
Correct.
And number eight is throwing them on the money, putting it where it needs to be, and she's making plays with her feet. I think that she needs to believe more in making plays with her feet when she get out of the pocket and just take off. Again, if she gets north, well, on this field it's east-west. If she gets up the field and decide to take off, she can outrun majority of the defense out there until she gets into the secondary. So she's doing great. There's nothing that she's done wrong. She threw one interception that cost him a touchdown as well. So that one turnover has cost him, and then them going forward on fourth down has cost him.
Okay, what about Satterwhite? She's a receiver.
Number 81, Webb?
Her name is Brittany Satterwhite. I don't know what number she is. She's one of my clients.
Yeah, Brittany's number 5. She hasn't gotten the ball that often out in the open. But, again, she's one of the players that I had predicted that would be a mismatch if she gets the ball in open field. But they have not got her the ball in open field often enough for her to make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I appreciate it. So Diamonds are down in third quarter, correct?
Yes. The score is 35-13 at halftime. Surge over the Diamonds.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. All right.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are updating. Number 37 on the Impact played pro ball before NCAA. Okay. That's at a Mesa. Coach Brown, is that with this in this game or is this with the Dallas Impact team? I know that we have a lot of athletes out there that are doing real well and making a difference in women's football, and that's what it's going to take for us to step our game up. I know you guys are tired of me complaining, but some of the best athletes that I coached were actually in the LFL. The reason why, because they were legit athletes. I had a 47-foot triple jumper. I had a WNBA basketball player and did the same thing that we're doing here. We got to do a better job of recruiting. We got to get out there and get these top athletes from these colleges, from all the sports, all major sports. We just can't have, you know, homegirl that just want to play football. You know what I'm saying? We need athletes. Continue to get athletes to step our game up. You want people to come see it? They got to see players like Webb out here. They got to see the Densries out here, see the Casey Brick. They got to see these girls who played D1, D2 basketball, soccer, lacrosse, track and field, because they make a difference out on the football field. You might not believe it, but I'm just trying to tell you, that is where it is at. That's where it's going. Yeah, I'm going to grab Duncan. Duncan, give me your phone, man. I don't care who's calling. I know, they do. Duncan, you gonna plug it up when you get in the car. All the people in Dallas are mad. Hey, everybody in Dallas is yelling at you right now. Duncan, what kind of plug you got? Let me see what you got. I'll plug it up. Duncan, give up your phone. Man, give me your damn phone. No, people want to hear the game. All right, here we go. Second half about to start. The surge is kicking off. It is running out. It's out. Give me the phone. All right, here we go. We got 24 kickoff returns. And we made it up to the 37-yard line.
Look at that, man. Look, I'm all blinking. It's blinking.
Blinking.
Mike Holberg, a round of applause. Good job, Mike.
All right.
You guys going out to Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm gonna be in Wisconsin for business, so I'm gonna try and drive over. Cause it's only like 5 hours. So I'm not gonna be.
Okay.
Come on, Pittsburgh!
All right, here we go. First down and 10. 14:55 to go. Diamonds have the ball on the 37-yard line. Shotgun formation. There's the swing. Quarterback's taking off. Like I just said at halftime, she's going to have to use her feet. She's going to have to use her feet to keep the ball moving. They definitely got to get down the field. All right. Gain of 4 yards, making it second down. Oh, actually, no, it wasn't a gain of 4. It was actually a loss of 1. It was a loss of one. Here we go. Bush back again. Throwing the ball. Tuttlewater across the middle. Number five. There we go for 18 yards in the first down. Satterwhite again. Again, if they got to use it. They got to use it. They got to get her the ball. She hit the seam on them. Now, what the Spurs have done is they've changed their defense. Just like I told you, they didn't match up and went to a nickel situation. Smaller on small. Now we're going to run the ball. That's what you do. Pilot's done. 21 for a gain of 6 yards. Again, when somebody put in that nickel package, then you put it, then you run straight at it because they got a 3-2. They got five in the box. Five in the box. They got three down linemen and three linebackers. They run like a version of a 3-3. Again, same play, dive. Getting outside, 21. Nice cut, dipping in and out, dipping out. Diamond's taking it down. Staying consistent with what they want to do. First down on the 27-yard line. All right, here we go. They're picking up the pace. Again, it is now first down and 10 from the 28-yard line. Shotgun formation, speed option, getting outside, getting to the edge, pitching. There it is, that left-hand pitch. One. They got lucky on the bounce, boy. If this was old school football on regular grass, that ball would have kept on sliding. It would have kept on sliding. Here we go. So that was a gain of 8 yards, even with the fumble pitch.
My wife just now got to the game. That's a record for her.
All righty. Staying in that ace formation. Nice spread. Here we go. Diamonds. Shotgun formation. Going for the pass. Going up to Webb. Webb again. Webb again for a touchdown. You can't stop that. You can't stop that. 101, you can't stop that. Yeah. We got a penalty on the play that's gonna take away the touchdown. Ball starts on the diamond. Man, that's the second touchdown that's been taken off the board. Yep.
All right, we'll back him up second down.
It'll make it second down and 7. All right. Here we go. Going to make it second down and 7. I would too. Same play. I would. Second down and 7. All right, here we go. Speed option. She cuts it up. He turns in, got to stop.
Rayo Rodriguez wraps her up. Loss of a yard, third down and 8. Get back to the start making some noise up now.
Yeah.
concerned, but that's all right. There we go. Maybe miss two plays. It's fourth down and eight. Sorry about that, folks. And we go to the well, to Webb, and they stop them. I can't believe people. You know what I'm saying? I'm real. I am real. This is Coach Lee. I ain't gonna call nobody out their name. So I just want to let you know that was not me that called anybody what was said, okay? You know, I'm doing this on my time, my dollar. Yeah. So anyway, let me get back to the game. Sorry about that, folks. I get a little upset when somebody comes
to me
and tells me something.
I only see a 702 number. Is that you?
No, I haven't even called yet.
Okay.
When the phone goes off, then I'm going to jump on, and it'll be my regular number, the 764 number.
Okay.
702-764. So as soon as this clocks off, this phone, I'll immediately call on my other phone to see how that works now. See if we can get a better reception. All right, here we go. We missed out on another play. But I'm getting back to the action here. I didn't got a little upset now. I didn't forget where I'm at in this game. We got a run by the Surge. I like Brick for a game of about yard, making it third down and one. Making it third down and one. All right, here we go. We rocking and rolling once again. It is third down and one, 10-10 to go in the third quarter. Score is 35-13. Again, 35-13. We are in trips right, cover zero, blitz up the middle, and it was a great call by the defense. They went with a cover zero, blitz up the middle on a dive and stopped it for a loss of three. Now, here we go again. We're in the same situation we were earlier in the first quarter. About the same distance, about the same location, fourth down and four. Let's see if Coach can dial up a first down or a touchdown here on the 31-yard line. 69 yards to go for a touchdown. Only 4 yards to go for a first down. All right, we got Brick over to the right of the quarterback this time, still in a tight slot. Oh, quick punt. Smart.
Quarterback,
push
punt.
There we go. Push punt. Get it. Wind up getting about 24-yard punt. Pretty smart. But, again, I told you, I felt that you put your defense in the bind. You're up by three touchdowns. Go ahead and punt the ball. You got the win at your back, and that's exactly what they did. Great job. All right, here we go. I'm still getting games of Texas and Texas. We got the Chicago game. It's 35-28 with 9:58 to go in the fourth quarter. 35-28, 9:58 to go, another game. Yeah, 9:58, fourth quarter.
Luke.
On the first down play, the quarterback from the Diamonds went and fished the ball. It was a fumble.
Lost
9 yards on the play, making it a second and 19.
With 9:50 to go,
they trail 35-28. All right, the crowd goes wild when they hear the score, 35-28, Chicago. With 9:58 to go. All right, here we go again. We're in the cover one. Again, we're staying the same side. Going back up to top. Number 24. Oh, she cuts back. Oh, she would have broke that tackle. 15. About 25 yards. Again, when you got talent on the outside like that, you have to exploit it. And like I said, I'm just a coach. I call it like I see it. Probably one of the weakest aspects of women's football at this moment is secondary play. We don't have the athletes back there, and this is across the board, nationwide. This is why we got to step our game up.
We got to step our game up. We got a timeout on the field. I don't know who's calling timeout. Not quite sure who called a timeout. We got timeout. Surge. Timeout surge. Again, with 7:56 to go in the third quarter, 35-13, the Diamonds are moving the ball. As I was explaining earlier, the women's football game has definitely moved up and gotten better offensively as we're getting better receivers and better athletes playing those positions. But now we need to work on the secondary to get things together. And but again, women's football is elevating and evolving each and every year. Each and every year. So again, big ups to those teams who are going out there and recruiting and getting athletes out there. And I'm hitting it, you guys. Because I'm tired of everybody complaining about, you know, these teams, that team, this league, that league. It's all about what you do with your team and how you get it. Back to play. First down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Okay. Oh, high pass. Tried a quick slant over to Webb. Way too high that time. I know Webb can jump, but not that high. All righty. Making it second down and 10. Ball is placed back on the 31-yard line. Again, Dallas does not go in a huddle. They call the plays from the sideline. I'm going to see if I can call the play. I'm going Webb over top. Webb over. Nope, speed option to the right. There it is. It's been working all day. Dip outside. Exactly. It's open. It's open. Speed option to the right. Gain of what, 9? Gain of 9. Because, again, first down. He's giving them first down, 10 yards on that play, no measurement. Again, when you go up against a cover one free, the pitch man is the free safety in the situation. So, again, that's hard to do. Back up top again, number 24. Oh! Incomplete. He dropped the ball on the 2-yard line. So, again, as a coach, looking up from the top, how do you exploit the cover one? You keep going up top on the outside, and then you run your speed option because the person who has pitch, responsibility for pitch, is the free safety who's 20 yards off. So here we go in the tight trips, second down and 10, sweep to the right. Quarterback is leading on the sweep. He goes in and goes out. Oh, got to get the face mask right there. Definitely that. Plenty of flags going in. As you can hear, everybody call face mask. Yeah, he grabbed her by the head and by the face mask on that one. Everybody was calling at that time, you know. And, again, in the heat of the battle, you tackle by any means. But, again, there are rules for the game. And face mask is definitely one that you cannot tackle by. So, again, with that personal foul, that's going to make it first down and 10 at the 10.5. So they are able to get a first down prior to scoring. So you got a possible 8 plays from 11 yards out. Let's see what this wide open offense can do. Again, the surge is staying in there. Cover one man free. Here we go. Quarterback drops it back. Throws on a nice out pattern. Great pass. To 24 for the touchdown. All right, at this point in time, do you go for one or two? The books tell you to go for one. The books tell you to go for one. The books tell you to go for one at this point in time. No, you save that for the last series. If you miss two, guess what happens? Now you're more points down. Yeah, I go for one. All right, he doesn't agree. That's all right. All right, there you go. Now watch this. If she don't make it. Ah, she made it. She made it. I got you. Yeah. And two-point conversion is good, making it 35-21. But as a coach, you're down, what are you down by, 14? You're down by 15. So you would have to go for two every time if you didn't get that. So with 6:52 to go in the game, the score is now 35-21, Surge. 35-21, Surge. BJ, I am still taking calls. If anybody want to call during the timeout and raise their hand, I'm all good with that. So. But I forgot we ain't got TV timeouts. My bad. If we had 3-4 minute TV timeouts, I could take some calls. But we are getting started again. It's 35-21. Kickoff is ready to go. It is a brand new ball game. It is a brand new ball game. Diamonds kicked a sort of an onside kick and almost got it. The ball went about 25 yards down the field, but it was a great attempt for it to be a possible onsider, but it wasn't a true onside. It was more hanging up in the air. Yes, we are still in the third quarter. It is 6:52 to go in the third quarter. Score is 35-21. The Surge takes over on the 39-yard line. Again, same formation as we've been talking all night for both teams, both running the ace spread, ace, one back in the backfield. Sweep to the left. Rick cuts it up early. He makes two people miss. Gets about 10 to 11 yards on the play.
First down, first down for the Surge.
And like I tell you guys, the running back has been a difference for the Surge this year. If one thing they did improve on this year was definitely the running back department. From their last year undefeated team until they lost in the championship. So again, they are built to win. 6:11 to go in the third quarter, making it first down and 10 from the 49-yard line, on their 49, trying to cross midfield. We got the in reverse again. Javitt, real quick, gets in and out, bounces. And again, another gain of about 13 yards on the play. First down for the Surge with 5:54 to go. I didn't realize it's going to be cold out here. Man, I'm freezing already. The sun go down, I'm cold. I'm cold, man. All right, here we go. With 5:45 to go, the Surge are putting together a great drive here. They're on the Diamonds 42-yard line. Quarterback drops back on the slant. Oh! And it could have been intercepted. It was overthrown. Receiver was overthrown, and DB didn't look, and it hit it right in the chest. Right in the chest. That could have been a turning point right there, because he could have took that to the house. The score would be 35-28 with 5:30 to go in the third quarter if she would have made that play. All righty, here we go. Cover two look from the two man. Again, play action dive. She's sweeping. Again, throwing her off with the arm. Sacked again. And she is sacked by number 94 on the tackle. A loss of about 8 yards. Well, it got rid of the first person, but then the second person came and cleaned it up, making it third down and about 18.
Third down, 16.
All righty, it's 5:02 to go. Third down in about 16, 18, somewhere between there. Let's make it 17. Drops back. Sets up, throws it deep. Ball going deep. He tried to split two defenders. The ball was overthrown in double covers, making it fourth down. And like I said, the Surge don't normally punt the ball. Let's see if this is one of the times where they do it again. This is a big stop for the Surge, for the Diamonds right now. Surge is a good, either you're getting the first down or you're making a nice punt and make Dallas have to drive on you. Let's see what we got going on here. All right, we are in back to ace again. We're still in ace. We got a cover two man going on, five in the box. Maybe it's a draw. No, back swings. Swing to the outside. Brick gets to the outside. And she's out of bounds.
Not enough for a first down.
Gain about six.
Diamond sideline call for defense. They got it. Over on down.
Dallas puts a stop on. This could be a game, folks. If the Diamond can go down and score here, we have a game with the fourth quarter. We'll still be in the fourth quarter. We got 4:41 to go in the third quarter.
Over their own
37-yard
line. First
and 10. I know. You got a couple of people up in the stands talking about, you know, putting pressure on the defense by not punting the ball. Make them go 80. Make them go 90 is what's being said. Yeah. So here we go. Not a double reverse, but a
21
is going. She's going. Went down sideline. A gain of 26 yards.
4 yards and a first down.
Like I told you guys, this could be a game. Sometimes your tactics of you know, not playing field position kills you. You can't put pressure on your defense every. But here we go. First down and 10, ball on the 39-yard line. The Diamonds are moving. There's 4:25 to go. Same play. Oh, but the quarterback keeps it this time. Lori Moore coming in from the corner on a corner blitz. On a corner blitz. So we got second down in about 19. Went to the well one too many times there with the same action. Here we go. Shotgun. Throw it up. Number 24 again. Oh, my goodness. You're talking about wide open and hitting her in the bread basket. If she dropped it, that would have been touchdown right there. My goodness. That is something that you do not want to drop. Opportunity after opportunity. They are replacing the corner on this one. That was 18 on the coverage. They put 21 out there. Here we go. Third down. The pressure's on. They're trying to get her. They throw it up to Webb. Oh! And she goes up and just outreached her. Just out of her reach. Fourth and 19.
Man, we're getting warmed up. They're
going to
be making some noise here.
Again, here we go. Another situation here where the Diamonds could put the onus back on their defense. Again, with me coaching right now, I'm punting the ball. I'm down by two touchdowns with 3:53 to go in the third quarter. The ball's on the 48-yard line, and it's fourth down and 19. Here we go. The ball's up in the air, and it comes up empty. Incomplete pass. I hate being up in the bleachers. I hate being up in the stands. I really got to play field position on that. If I had a color person on that, they would be saying the same thing. Come on, you got the ball on the 48-yard line. You got to punt it. You got to put yourself in a situation, putting too much pressure on your defense. If they score here, now you're out of reach because you're playing with a short field. But anyway, back to action. We got trips left. I'm looking at Brick swinging to her right. It's wide open if she does it. motion, Carmen Cruz in motion, sweep to the left. Brick is getting outside. She's going to hit the seam, and she's down 3 yard gain. Food phone is holding up. Food phone is holding up. I didn't think that it was going to hold up, but it's still holding. You might have to go to my phone by the fourth quarter. It is 3:25 to go. Score is 35-21. The serves have just crossed over midfield on the Dallas 49-yard line. We got trips left again. Coach got to see it, got to exploit it. No. Carmen goes and cruises again. They swing that way, but they throw back the other way.
Peterson
on the catch. And comes a little short of the first down. It's going to make it fourth down and two, or third down and two.
First down.
Is this third down now?
Third one.
All right, there we go, third down. We got Peterson. With 2:35, clock.
With 2:38, we got it.
All right, with 2:38 to go, we got Peterson down.
Dude. After the first time I ran the clock.
All right, we had to put some time back on the clock, 5 extra seconds. We got 5 seconds up. Again, I'm a coach. I question other coaches. You know, again, I compete with my fellow coaches, and I just wonder what goes through the minds of other coaches when they don't punt the ball on a 4th and 19 at the 50-yard line. I just wonder what goes through the head. But that's why they still playing and I'm not. So, hey, I can't say nothing. It is third down about two. Third and two. Again, we're in a double tight situation. Again, what have they done in double tights? They run that counter trap. Counter trap. Expect counter trap right here. Oh, they go for the pass up the seams on a corner, and it's off. It's a nice play. And number 8 is now down. The injured bug is happening here. I don't know if it was a back or an ankle. She looked like she's reaching for her back, and she kind of got bent over backwards a little bit. Again, nice play, nice route. The Dallas Diamonds came in to cover a one man. So, again, what hurts the one man, or man free as it's called, running corners by your inside slot. And that's what they just ran. And she licked her off to the right and threw over to her left, and it was wide open. So, again, great coaching, great play calling, setting it up. I know Dallas is trying to mix it up on defense. But, again, when you give an opponent that has a high-powered offense half the field to work with, you're just putting so much pressure on your defense. So much pressure. So now it's going to be first down and 10 at the 21-yard line. At the 21-yard line, it is getting a little chilly-willy out here for me. You know, once it gets under 70, 8 degrees. I'm freezing.
Picking up the first down, 18 yards.
Maybe she got the wind knocked out of her. Not quite sure yet. But she looked like she was healthy and will probably be in the play or two. All right, we got 2:20 to go. The score is 35-21. Surge over the Diamonds. Now we're back into our trips left formation. Eye back, shotgun. Sweep left. It's been killing them all night. She cut back in. She hit the hole. Oh, I think we got a flag on the play. I think that was a clip. Nice in and out bob and weave on that sweep. When I say bob and weave, she She strung it out, cut up, and then cut back out on that play. That's some great running. And like I said, I know this young lady because she's been playing for at least 4 years. Again, another situation is most of the teams that are still playing in the playoffs have players that have a core group of I ain't going to say age group, that's the wrong word, a core of playing football, tackle football, for at least 5 to 6 years. I know that this Surge team has probably one of the most experienced teams in the nation as far as overall playing. I know they had a couple of players migrate from the Amazon, migrate from the California Quake last year, from last year's championship team. So they are a championship team in building, and they want to get back to that championship and redeem themselves. All right, here we go. With 2:02 to go, they mark it off. It's now first down and 20. Trips right now. Let's see if we're going to go sweep right. No. We go, there's that swing. Ah, there it is, wide open. Touchdown. Yes. 31-yard touchdown. I deserve. There it is. Making the score 41-21 with 1:35 here in the third quarter.
31-yard Crystal Elton from Gallego.
Again, on the wheel pattern from the trips. Cover one, they ran double slants on the outside. Inside person ran an out and up, what we call a wheel pattern. Wide open, put too much pressure on the free safety to get up and over top, and had a mismatch with linebackers. So again, the kick is up, and it is good, making the score 42-21. Surge.
They're not the Surge, they're on top, 42-21.
It happens. It happened. Again, we got all the coaches up in the peanut gallery who ain't coaching no more because we even got whipped up all season long. You know what I'm saying? We all up here complaining about why folks ain't punting the ball.
Touchdown brought to you by Landry.
That's just the coaching thing, you guys. This ain't John Madden. Yeah. Because you're down by 14, you put them deep back here and make them run the ball. And they want to run the clock down. Oh, yeah, you got plenty of time. You got three times. Yeah. All right, to kick the ball and kick deep down the middle. 24 gets it. Yeah, 24 definitely can run. If he hits it hard up the middle, he gets the ball from the 20 and get back up to the 38-yard line.
38.
Up to 38. Do I have an update on the Boston team, Boston score yet? Still looking for an update. Let me double check. Ooh, I didn't check my message. I got 9 messages. Let me find out what we got going on. Final score, 435, Militia, 34. Hey, we got a final, 35-34. The course. They must have went for two.
Just got a final win from the national championship game. Chicago Force 35, Boston Militia 34.
Yes, it was just mentioned here. Here we go. Oh, we come up with the okie doke play. I call that a crazy girl. Crazy Girl. Yeah. They came out with Crazy Girl, and it kind of backfired a little bit. Crazy Girl means you have your center, and then all your linemen go one way and the other way, and the field is wide open. And they try to go to the quarterback. Going back to their regular set, making it second down and 16. Dive right up the middle. Again, that's been working all night long.
21,
hit the corner.
No, she stepped out of
bounds. Just short gain of about 16 yards on the play.
Gain of 13. Second down and 2. My bad on the call.
Yep. All righty. We got 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. The score is 42-21. Third down and three. Hand off up the middle again. Nice stop up the middle. Gain of one. It's fourth down again with 35 seconds to go. I doubt if he punts. I doubt if he punts. It's fourth down and two. Now, this is more understood of why he's going for it. Again, they got six in the box now. They snap pitch too early. I think that was a too early of a pitch. Oh! Big hit by number 24 to just shut it down.
Number 24,
Kaya Lawson. My goodness, that was a hit. That was a hit right there. That was a game-changing hit right there. I don't know.
She pitched that too early. You heard me tell her? That was way too early. She didn't attack that end at all.
Didn't attack that end at all.
Yeah. Shutdowns all year.
Give
up three here tonight, though.
All righty. Surge takes over the ball. It'll be first and 10 from the Diamond's 43-yard line. It was a loss of 6 yards on that play. Here we go. Sweep left to Brick. This has been Brick's favorite play all night. Great blocking by the wide receivers. Great job by the wide receivers.
First down.
Stock blocking is definitely the key to the running game. Most running backs get those extra yards due to the fact that wide receivers go down the field and block. Stock block. All righty, folks. That is the end of the third quarter.
Pittsburgh playing against the Chicago Force.
There we go. I think, yeah. All the teams are undefeated to this point. All right. That's a difference. All righty. We got 15 minutes on the clock. We got 15 minutes on the clock, and we are about to start up the fourth quarter here. Blue phone is still hanging on. Still hanging on tight. I am told that we have 34 minutes of live feed. If you get knocked off, we'll go to overtime. Overtime, no problem. All right, dive. Gina Gentry, inside. There you go. Now she goes, takes it outside. Like I tell you, if my girl had her foot in order, that was touchdown. If she had that foot in order, she would be off and rolling. And again, that's an ex-UCLA track athlete. Again, like I tell you guys, it's taken true athletes to get involved in this game to make it as exciting today. So again, first down on the 15-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Ace formation. Melissa calling out the... they checking out of it to a cover two. They checked out the last second on the cover two. Swing is open. There you go. Ah. Oh, nice physical tackle by number 56 there. Nice physical tackle. Gain of about five. Crossing pattern underneath.
Second down and five.
Make it down second and five. Actually, no, they were in a two zone that time. If she hit the swing, she would have got killed from there. That was the right look. You can't fight me, Duncan. You know I know football, son. All right, here we go. We got five. Sweep to the right. Gentry outside. Getting outside. Gentry turned it out. Puts it on the shoulder. And it is a down. Last three yards, he just pulled those over the corner and put it in. Once again, that's football experience. Not only did she run her over, but she also extended the ball out at the same time as she went into the end zone. Most football players that I've seen in women's football tend to run you over, but keep that ball tough. So that was an experienced play by an experienced player. And I want to say that she's definitely got, what, 8 years of playing football? About 8 years in? Yeah. Like I said, it's all about experience. These championship teams are coming by because of experience. The kick is up, and it's good. So with 13:37 to go, the score is
Coach Lee will be calling in shortly with 13:37 left to play in the fourth quarter. The score is San Diego Surge 49, the Dallas Diamonds 21, and as soon as he calls in, I'll put him online. Just a reminder, folks, we've got about 28 minutes of live feed, and if he tells you guys to call in the number 347-826-7278, if we exceed that time, you won't be able to hear the broadcast unless you call in live on the air. So I'm just giving you a full warning that if I text him to let you guys know, make sure you dial in that number. I'll give you 10 minutes warning for that. As soon as I see him pressing one, I'll put him on through.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Ian Lee.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you...
Okay, Coach Lee, I got you on. Area code, is that for Coach Lee? Okay, hopefully Coach Lee will call in. He just sent me a text, 35-yard run, number 24, first down, 10:19 to go in the fourth. I hope he's going to call back in. Coach Duncan, give him your phone. So he's texting me right now, 35-yard run, number 24, first down. So hopefully he'll be calling in shortly. If not, I'll be texting you the updates. First and 10, ball on 13-yard line. Okay, Coach Lee, this is not funny. Incomplete. I wish I had a roster, folks. I'm sorry. I'm not at the game. I'm actually in Sacramento, California, doing the broadcast. Coach Lee drove there from Las Vegas to San Diego. His phone kept crapping out in the beginning of the game, if you heard from the beginning. And then he borrowed Alex Daniel, a.k.a. Food's phone. And now he is texting me what's happening. Touchdown. No holding. So let's find out. I'm assuming Dallas has the ball. Because before his phone crapped out, it was... You know, I'm going to be going to... do a presentation next weekend about broadcasting, and things, I'm making a list now of things not to do when getting a broadcaster. Make sure their phone is working properly. Make sure they're not game day announcers. And I have a 214. I'm going to put you on 214. You want to talk to me?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to say that I think it's awesome that the Surge are just running the Diamonds ragged. I just wanted to say that's awesome, and go Surge. Surge it up.
Are you at the game right now?
Pardon me?
Are you at the game right now?
No, I'm listening to it over the internet.
Oh, I was hoping you at the game and you could run your phone over to Coach Lee, because right now he's just texting me the scores. His phone crapped out, and he's actually texting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I just wanted to say that my comment
That's
is
okay.
very, very brief. The Diamonds suck. Go Surge. surge it up, whoop, whoop, and all that.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was definitely a fan of the San Diego Surge. I'm going to send Coach a question mark. Coach, question mark. Because he's not texting me anymore. Yeah, I know. This is not my ideal broadcast. I apologize to people tuning in on the chat board. I'm asking him now if he can get Duncan, Coach Duncan's phone.
Free to go. Third down and goal. It's third down and goal. The ball is snapped. Quarterback rolling to the right. Throws the ball. And it is, oh, in the hands of the wide receiver who was wide open, making it fourth down and 13.
Hey, Coach Lee, can you kind of recap? I saw that you had a touchdown. Who made the touchdown?
It got called back. It was a touchdown by the Dallas, and it got called back for holding. Then there was a third down and long, and it was a PI, but made it first down and 10, first time to go from the 9-yard line, and now it's fourth down and 13 with 9:12. Sorry about that. I was trying to text and look at the same time. But I just keep on calling. I'd rather do this than text, because text can take all night.
Oh, yeah, please don't text, because there's a lot of dead air as I'm telling people what you're saying, and, you know.
Yeah, it's getting confusing. But right now, it is timeout with 9:13 to go in the fourth quarter, 49-21. Dallas has the ball, fourth down and goal from the third.
Okay, Coach Lee's going to have to call back in, because I think he died again. So you heard a 9-12 to go in the fourth quarter. It's the score of San Diego Surge 49, Dallas Diamonds 21, and he should be calling back in any moment. I apologize, everyone. I believe we were there at the game. If you didn't catch the final score, the Chicago Forest defeated the Boston Militia 35-34. And there, let's see, there's another. There he goes right there. Okay, go.
Alrighty,
so you're back.
I'm back. They're still in timeout. They just coming out of timeout. It's fourth down. And like I said, I'll keep on calling in no matter what, so just keep pushing in, and I'll recap. All right? So here we go. It is fourth down, 13th. We're in our slot formation. Webb is to the far right. Shotgun formation. Ball is snapped, and we throw the ball back on the corner. And number 24, touchdown.
You got it, touchdown.
Dallas Diamond scores a touchdown.
Number 21.
No, that's not 20. No, that's 24.
Take that,
24
on the catch.
Yeah, 24 on the catch. All right. All right, the score is now 49-27.
Looks like they're going for two.
Okay, it looks like he died again. So they're going for a two-point conversion, I heard the announcer in the background say. So Coach Lee will be calling back in. So it is 49 right now to 27. They're going for the two-point conversion right now, and we'll find out if they make it when Coach Lee returns. As I'm tweeting this too, so if you can't be by the, if you don't want to, you know, hang around, I'm actually tweeting at WFB Talk. So if you want to check it out, and I'll just wait for him to let us know the time and everything, and then I'll send it out. Boy, I got you here tomorrow. If you want to tune in at 3 p.m. for Women's Football Talk, I'll be hosting that show at 3 p.m. on WFBTalk.com. If you want to call in any. You know, highlights, if you attended any of the games, if you want to call in and give some highlights of the game, You can call in tomorrow on WFBTalk.com, and it looks like Coach Lee is back. Did they make the two-point conversion, Coach Lee?
Two-point conversion was made by Satterwhite on the quick out. They had tight trips left, and the inside slot ran to the flats real quick. So he scored, making the score 49-29 with 9:05 to go in the game. With that, I'm expecting an onside kick at this point in time. We are ready. They're waiting to be kicked. Let's go.
Onside kick.
Go. There you go. They held it for so long. Let's go. All right.
Onside kick.
All right, and like I said, onside kick.
Was covered
by the surge.
Okay, it looks like he died again. So it was an onside kick, and it was recovered by the surge. So they got their ball back. Just to let you know, every Monday night we have Full Quarters with Coach Lee on WFBTalk.com. And on Wednesday we have Coach's Corner with Coach Timothy Holmes. On Fridays we have Friday Night Football Preview, but this week there's going to be some pre-records for the following week. And then on Sunday, hold that thought.
Onside kick was recovered by the surge, just letting you guys know that. On first down, Casey Brick took the ball up the middle on a trap and went 15 yards, making it first down and 10 from the Diamonds 34-yard line. So that is where we are right now. Are you still on here, BJ?
I'm still here. I'm just in case every time you fall off, I'm kind of promoting the other shows. And there's a message from Coach Brown. He thinks you and Food need to go elsewhere for batteries.
And it's not even our battery. Yeah, Food got to go somewhere to get a battery. I just got terrible reception in this little valley that we're in. We're surrounded by mountains, and my service ain't doing too well. But anyway, it's 8:05 to go. We're reversed by the surge with Ben. There we go. He's the corner, and he just scored a touchdown. 34-yard reverse for a touchdown.
Okay, I'll hear Coach Lee. So Serge made a touchdown, 34-yard reverse for the touchdown. He'll be calling back in momentarily. So the Dallas Diamonds tried to do an onside kick. Of course, the Serge recovered, and the Serge turned it around for a 34-yard reverse touchdown. And on, let's see, on Friday Night Football Preview, and then on Sunday, and there he goes again. Here we go, Coach Lee.
Yeah, it just went 31 yards for a reverse on the touchdown. 31 yards for a reverse. Yes. Yeah. And the score is now 56-29. 56-29 with 7:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Definitely was a fake dive reverse with the wing person.
Dan, I want to take a moment here at the end of the season,
your last chance
to do this. You put this all together.
So, BJ, stay on here and let me know that I'm still on here, because I be talking and don't even know that I'm off yet.
But I'd like to have you guys stand up and give her a round of applause. This is all possible because of her. Your owner, San Diego
Surge. All righty, they're doing their thing here, giving Christina her desk. For being the owner of the team.
It is 7:56
to go. We're about to kick off right now. And we kick the ball, and the ball is kicked deep. She catches the ball at the 25, and she's up in the hole, and she made all the way back up to the 44-yard line. 25 yards on that return.
Okay. Coach Lee fell off again, but he's going to have to get a better phone because we have, like, let me see how many minutes we have left. We have 9 minutes left of live feed. So, people, if you want to start calling in, dial in at 347-826-7278. You know, when we're about 3 minutes left till end of broadcast, I'll jump in and let you know. But that's 347-826-7278, and he needs to get a better phone. Otherwise, he won't be able to call back in. But the score right now is the San Diego Surge 56, the Dallas Diamonds 29. And let me let Coach Lee know.
I'm back.
Okay, hey, Coach Lee, if you call off after we go offline, you won't be able to call back in if you don't get a better phone.
Okay, I can't find the phone nowhere around here. And nobody trusts me. I'm from Las Vegas. Nobody wants to give me their phone. So I'm like, oh, well. I just think that this one is out of hand right now with 7:42. But they just ran the crazy girl offense where the center and then all the linemen went one way and the other way. It worked. But I think there was a holding or clipping the back.
What about the announcers? Okay, looks like he fell off again. So when he calls back in, I'm going to see. Hey, it's somebody at the game that's kind of tuning in right now, listening, you know, via internet or via that's at the game, you know, because you can listen via your smartphone. Or if you know somebody who's at the game, text them. Say, hey, give Coach Lee your phone so that way he can finish the broadcast because he keeps falling off. I'm not sure what phone he has, but I'm glad you find this amusing, Coach Brown, because this is a nightmare, broadcaster's nightmare. You know, I loan off the switchboard to teams that can do their own play-by-play, and I just loan off the board. I got so many hate mails last broadcast we did at the one of the games we did, and I'm like, hey, you know, at least we're there a fly on the wall listening to the game.
Okay,
Coach Lee,
you're back on. 81 just caught a pass there in that funny formation, like I call crazy girl, and they just went 25 yards. They're moving the ball down the field. It's 6:45 and ticking. Dallas Diamonds are on the 30-yard line. They're running, again, the crazy girl set, three on one side, three on the other, then one running back. Here we go. Dive. With the running back at the middle, nice move. Just great dive. They're playing what we call, that's like street ball, but it's working right now. But again, the clock is not on Dallas's side right now. It is 6:20 to go. Score is 56-29. We are having some technical difficulties here.
Yes, we're having some technical difficulties. Fortunately, just fell off again. We have just under... we have just over 6 minutes left of the ball game. And as long as they don't call any timeouts, we're going to make it. For those listening in, the score is 56-29 in favor of the San Diego Surge. Let me recap real quick. Every Monday night we have four quarters with Coach Lee on WFBTalk.com. You can hear Coach Lee every Monday night since 2008, since he started the women's football camp and conference back in 2008. And this year he's having it in Las Vegas, Nevada, on October 18th. And there's Coach Lee once again.
Yeah. All right, I'm back. All right, it's third down and four. Third down and four with 5:50 to go. They are moving the ball. They ran a dive and lost yards now. I mean, you only can run that so often. The first time they ran a dive, they hit it. This time they lost yards. Here we go. Fourth down. Fourth down and six. Fourth down and six. With 5:32 to go. And we got a timeout. Diamonds. It is Chilly Willy out here. I am Chilly Willy.
Coach Lee, we don't want a timeout because we're running out of time ourselves. So if people don't start calling in on our listener line at 347-826-7278, they're not going to be able to hear the rest of the ball game.
Okay. So what I'll wind up doing is I'll just... At this point in time, when it runs out, we let it in, and then I'll text you the final score.
Okay, sounds good. And then I'll tweet it. I'll kind of stay on. I'll kind of promote. If people want to listen, otherwise they could follow us on Twitter at WFBTalk. And there he goes. He fell off again. So I don't know if he's going to be calling back in. He may call back in because we still have 4 minutes and 52 seconds of live feed left of on the air. So if you want to tune in, you need to call in at 347-826-7278. This game is going to exceed 3 hours in length, you know, from halftime, timeouts, and, you know, ball game time. So as soon as he calls back in, will put him online, but he'll be texting me any scores. But if it looks, if you don't want to tune in, you know, to hear me talk, you can actually follow me on Twitter, and also put it on the chat board. So if you want to do that, let me see if he tweeted anything or texted anything yet. Okay, he didn't text yet. Okay, there he is again. We still have about 4 minutes left of live feed, Coach Lee.
All righty, it's a couple more minutes. It's 5:22. It was a personal foul on the last play on fourth down, making it first down and 10. First and goal on 10-yard line for the Diamonds. So we talk it out until it runs out. Okay, BJ?
Okay, sounds good, Coach Lee.
It goes out at 8:30? Is that when the time ends?
No, we have about 3 minutes and 38 seconds left of live feed. People can call in and listen, you know, as long as they dial in the phone number 347-826-7278.
Okay, good. Now my phone battery is going down.
Huh? Yeah, Coach Lee fell off. Oh, are you there, Coach Lee? Okay, Coach Lee fell off. So if you want to stick around, you know, I'll put you on the chat board with the final scores. And it looks like the Diamonds are in scoring territory right now, and he should be texting us anytime, letting us know what's going on. But every Monday night, like I said, you can listen to Four Quarters with Coach Lee from 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, Coach's Corner at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. On Fridays, we do Friday Night Football Preview. If you missed Friday's show, you could tune in to listen to yesterday's show. And on Sunday, you have my show, which is Women's Football Talk. And tomorrow we'll kind of talk about what not to do at to do game broadcast. So if you want to use our internet connection, make sure you have 5 phones available. So that way when your phone number 1 phone goes dead, you can call in on your 2nd phone. Because, you know, it's hard when I'm not there live, you know, giving you my phone to use. And so I'm just here in Sacramento, California. You know, we've done games in New York. We've done games in Canada. And tonight we're giving you the WFA American Conference Championship. And it looks like the San Diego Surge is going to go on to play the Chicago Force for the championship game August 4th at Heinz Stadium in Pennsylvania. And I don't see Coach Lee calling in. We have a minute and 45 seconds left of live feed. So those that are tuning in right now on the switchboard will be able to listen to me babble. And hopefully he'll be, you know, sending us some updates via text. Let me text him real quick. So I just sent Coach Lee a text. So hopefully if you're not all sending Coach Lee's text right now, so you can send me a text, let me know what's going on. So the championship game is going to be August 4th. The hosting team is the Pittsburgh Passion. They're doing a great job setting it up, you know. And it will be played on ESPN3. So you could actually check that out. More information, you could either go to the Pittsburgh Passion website, pittsburghpassion.com, or you could go to wfafootball.com. And we have about 50 seconds left of live feed. And I will put any final updates on the chat board, so those are the 33 people that are on our individual chat board right now, and I'll tweet it at WFB Talk. So I'll just stay with you until we get the final score. Thank you, Tracy. let's see. What else is happening in the news of women's football? If you get a chance to watch the Chicago Force Boston Militia game, you can actually go check it out, the recap games at ChicagoForceFootball.com. The Chicago Force defeated the Boston Militia 35-34. And who says special teams don't win or lose ball games? And it came to a matter of extra points. And Coach Lee, you're not texting me anything. I know that they look like they were in the scoring drive. I thought Dallas was down below in the red zone. Let me check it again. So there was probably at least 3 minutes left of the game. We're probably on a 2 minute warning now. Last I heard, it was 56-29. I'm still waiting for any news updates. Hopefully his phone didn't die, and I don't get any of that. Okay, so Coach Brown can't hear us online, but those listening can. So tomorrow, if you want to tune in to Women's Football Talk, I'll talk about the nightmares of broadcasting live. And for those of you that have teams, you know, for next season, if you want to utilize us here at Independent Sports Network, just make sure you have a play-by-play announcer and a phone that works, so that way it doesn't go dead. We've had interesting people that do online, and we won't turn any team down because, you know, it does cost to do this for individual teams. But I'm actually going to be doing a presentation next weekend how teams can do broadcasting for little or nothing. And Coach Lee, you still haven't texted me. So I'm only going to give it a couple more minutes, and then I'm going to go to the at WFB Talk Twitter. So those that, you know, want to find out the final score, Dallas Diamond should be tweeting. Let me see if they've updated their tweets. No. Dallas isn't updating their tweets. Last time they updated was 16 minutes ago when it was 49-29. But as far as we know, it is 56-29 in favor of the San Diego Surge. And I have a feeling Coach Lee's phone died because he is not texting me back, and I've texted him. Can't believe there's no friendly folk in San Diego to loan Coach Lee a phone to do the broadcast. We have a listener listening from Italy, and it's 5:30 in the morning. Her team is winning, but she's still crabby. Yeah, they don't seem like friendly folk out in San Diego. Let alone Coach Lee's cell phone. Okay, folks, I'm going to throw you at a Sacramento siren. Is that correct? Okay, well, tune in tomorrow for Women's Football Talk. I'll be hosting Women's Football Talk and at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Like I said, if anybody wants to call in and they were at the game, they want to give some news or highlights or any updates, you know, we're going to go over the championship game that happened today in Canada. And the Moncton Vipers defeated the Capital Area Gladiators 49-41. And I'll be going over those updates. Oh, excuse me, 49-42. I just put it on the Ning board. And you can check us out. For those that don't follow us on the Women's Tackle Football Group .ning.com, where we have other people talking. But anyway, I'm babbling on here. I'm sure the game is just about over. So I'll be tweeting it at WFB Talk, or you can follow the Dallas Diamonds. I know that they're tweeting it. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And be sure to tune in on Monday for Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And he can kind of give you his in-depth analysis of the game between the San Diego Surge and the Dallas Diamonds at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can also join me tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Women's Football Talk at WFBTalk.com. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Congratulations to the Chicago Force as well as the San Diego Surge. We will see you August 4th at Heinz Stadium in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and talk to you tomorrow.